Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. I trust in the Word of God. And He is our guideline. The one that created the heaven and the earth, He is our guideline. If it wasn't from Him, we would have no life here today. We like to start off always with a prayer. We're praying today for wisdom. We're praying today for knowledge. Because like today, we're discussing, and if you be with us all the rest of this lesson concerning seeking and finding. Seek.
My one-on-one time with you, with no interruptions. I just want it to be me and you. I need a one. Just need a one-on-one with you. Oh, I just need my one-on-one time with you. I might be selfish, but I just can't help it when it comes down to you. Oh, I'm down on my knees waiting to hear from you.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're here, as always, to bring you the grassroots encouragement and trying to reach the part of life that can encourage you, amen, to go on and be with the Lord. Go on and walk upright with Him. And you don't have to worry about tomorrow or next day, amen. You just stay with God, regardless of what going on in this life and going on in this world. He's able. Here's a song by the artist, Brother Johnson, Art Johnson. He will share you his testimony here for just one moment.
It's going to take one of God's miracles to change the world's condition. And I know He can. He did it in my life. Listen. I walked around with a frown, thinking the world had done done me wrong. But I knew that God was real. I heard Mama, Daddy, Grandmama told me, don't live your life on what you feel. She said, learn how to fall on your knees and call on the Lord. He'll be there if you should fall. And I prayed for a miracle one night. There was something I just had to see.
Yes, he prayed for a miracle. How many of you have prayed for a miracle and asked God to do things for you and you thought it was he wasting time? God didn't move in time. Amen. But God is an on-time God. He's an on-time God because of the fact you haven't considered what kind of prayer you asked. Not only that, what kind of prayer you asked, what was the obstacles involved? Was it sharing with other people? Were you talking to others? Are you trying to get someone to do something for you or a job or some kind of future plan of investment? You know, God deals with people and things, amen, in a righteous way. He doesn't do anything illegal in an evil way, amen. So we want to just encourage you, amen. At this time, call someone and tell someone, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. He's on the air. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now. Where two or three, you said, gathered in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for, amen, being here in all the trials and tribulation right now. And God, we know the scriptures are true. And we ask you to touch the minds of those that are listening, their families and friends, those who might share this broadcast. in the future, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Some have been discouraged. Some have been disappointed. Oh God, some have been betrayed, and amen, 3 and 4 times. Some have been heartbroken. Oh God, some have lost investment. But you know the final answer. You know, amen, according to the scripture, everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Because of the fact that, amen, it working together, and we thank you for it, because you're using us, oh God, you're using us to show the world that you're still alive, that you're still able to keep us and keep those that believe in you through all the turmoil and frustration. And we give you thanks tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. And as you do so, or you can dial 1-347-215-8861. 1-347-215-8861. This is a holiday. We're just giving thanks to all, amen, what God has done for us all year. Amen. Last year at this time, we don't know, and you know, that you thought and you're thinking that you really maybe didn't know you was going to make it through to another year. But God kept you. And some of us, amen, didn't expect to be here. Maybe you thought you couldn't make it from day to day. It's gotten some for it. It's hour to hour. Amen. But if you adjust your mind and put it on Christ, amen, amen, if you have put your mind in direction, you'll find yourself, amen, knowing and seeing that, amen, he is able. He is able to do everything but fail. Amen. This is a Thanksgiving recording. We're here and we're doing a live broadcast. Amen. You can call in and share. Amen. We want to, amen, to focus on the artist tonight. We kind of, amen, the technology is down. The social department is not supporting us tonight. Amen. But nevertheless, God still lives. Amen. We want to take just another 30 seconds and you can call your friend and relatives. Let them know Jesus still lives in these holidays.
Don't cease, and the wind.
God bless you, Brother Art Johnson, and his recording. God had delivered him. Amen. He's telling the world, amen, that he's anchored in God. And how you feel tonight? Amen. How you feel tonight? Amen. We don't go by feelings. We don't go by feelings. We're going by what the scripture says about God and what God says about you. He keeps his promises. After the Garden of Eden, amen, after the problems, the human race fell into, amen, under the wicked hands, a lot of fallen angels, and they, amen, the human race was doomed, amen, to be carried into seducing spirits and worrying spirits and fear and sickness and death and turmoil. And we find God says, amen, that he would deliver us. And God had used, amen, he found in Noah, he found grace in Noah. And when he found grace in Noah because of Adam and Eve, when they left the garden, amen, they begin to discuss how they failed. You know how you, if you thought about the mistakes you made and you talk to your children, you talk to your family and friends, I believe Adam and Eve had these conversations with their children and their heirs and Enoch and many of them, amen, believe God and walk with God and, amen, talk with God and the conversation of Christ, amen. Maybe it was minimized. It had to be minimized because of the fact the Bible says, amen, the gospel according to Luke and the gospel in the 21st chapter and also in the gospel of Matthew's, amen, it talks about in the days of Noah and of Lot. And many of us today, amen, are concerned about the end time and the danger, amen, the things that are coming upon the earth, the trials and tribulation mankind are going through. It's because, amen, that God has separated himself from mankind. But he promised, amen, to redeem man, and he did set forth a redemption plan through the church, through his son. And during, before that time, God used it. Amen. He used the ark. He used the trees and animals. And the serpent used animals and different things of that nature. And God used it, men, to take his word. But soon as Jesus came, everything turned to the church and the Christians. And so now we are Christians, amen, are taking the word. But what we have, the substance that we have, amen, we're taking the word, written word, and vocal word, and words and songs, and showing our life, giving our life. Amen. Matter of fact, there's sometimes giving up the things we love to do, but the love to see other people accept Christ. Amen. Know that there's a hereafter. Knowing that there's a life after this life. Amen. No other institution is preaching that. No other institution, amen, is talking about you will have a life after this life. And God promised, amen, he gave us power, he gave us the authority, amen, to not only live this life, amen, is victory in Jesus, is victory in him, because of the fact that he want the world to see that he's able to keep people here, amen, in all of this turmoil, all of this trials and tribulation, amen, because there's going to be a greater tribulation coming upon the earth. And all mankind, not just some race getting by, not some people getting by, amen. Or if all can meet death, all gonna meet God. If all can get sick, all gonna meet God, amen. If all can have sorrows and trials and tribulations, all gonna meet God, amen. If it rains on everybody, if you're inside the house or outside the house, we all gonna meet God. There's some cancellation. There's some equations we can go through. Everybody has to meet God, regardless of what the world going through. There will be no peace because the scripture says so. Things gonna be happening. Men don't want to be men anymore. Women don't want to be women anymore. They decided, according to the scripture, they want to change their lifestyle. They want to change things. That's scripture. That's Bible. Amen. That is what we call, amen, a God is alive. And those that say they don't believe in the Bible, amen, you better continue to look, amen, and study, amen, out the Bible, regardless of what the written word of God is true. Amen. Things that are happening now is because of Scripture. It's because of Scripture. And the book of Matthew said in the 24th chapter, the 36th verse, but of the day and the hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so as was the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. For it were the days where they were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until Noah entered the ark. Amen. If you read the Scriptures and follow the Scriptures, amen. Not only that, but in the book of Luke, it talks about the same thing. But it was talking about the 21st chapter of Luke. Amen. It's talking about the weather and the condition. Amen. Season overlapping and times are changing. Amen. This is the end time. But God got an answer. God has an answer. He said, I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you authority. I'm going to give you power to live this life. God got an answer. Amen. And this will be now tonight. God has given us the power. God has given us. He promised. Amen. To keep us. Amen. He promised. Amen. To enlighten our mind through, amen, dreams and visions and times and spiritual times. So now, this is the problem. Here is the missing link. Here's the missing link. Amen. God promised us, and he promised you power. He promised you the ability to make it through wherever you are now. Wherever you are, who are you, amen, there are other people watching you. They're watching you, and you say, oh, I believe in the God that created heaven and earth, the stars and moon, and they begin to watch. We never heard of such a thing. Who was this? I mean, in the book of Acts, amen, when the time when the apostles, amen, was being baptized, and there were some believers believing John baptism, amen, and they was moving around, and there was a time when Paul came through. Amen. He began to talk with them and say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, oh, we haven't even heard there was any such thing as the Holy Ghost, as the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of God. Amen. We haven't heard anything. Who told you? Where'd you get this information from? Amen. So it is a problem. It is a problem. Because people think that there's no more hope. There are no more where God can. And there's the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, the book of Acts. Amen. It came to pass that while Paul was while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul having passed through the upper coast of Ephesus and finding certain disciples, and he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. You know, this be a clean spirit. The power of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. He's the power of God. He's a Holy Spirit. He's a clean spirit. Amen. That comes in and not only quicken your life. Amen. But he bring dreams and visions and prophecy. He bring dreams, visions, and prophecies. You say, what you talking about tonight? What you talking about today? Amen. We have never heard whether or not, amen, we can make it out of this situation. I'm in a situation. I don't know if I can get out of it or not. God come to empower you. God come to empower each individual. You empowered by the God. You empowered. Job was empowered through all of his, amen, bankruptcy and sickness, and amen, divorce and destruction of his family, sickness and boils, he still was empowered. His spirit was empowered. He understood. He understood. Amen. He understood that God gave him what he had. He understood. Then not only that, there's, you know, God said you can be blessed. You're blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed when people talk about you. You're just a plain old blessed child. Amen. Have you ever been popular? Everybody like to take down number one. Then we're going to open up the lines for testimony tonight. Amen. Today and wherever you are concerning God has gave you power. We'd like to hear some testimonies where you have overcome. Amen. Where you have overcome things and you thought you couldn't overcome. Amen. You thought you would never make it out of. Let's understand something now. If you are number one and God says, amen, he going to give you power and we're going to take you to heaven. He going to give you eternal life. Amen. You're going to live forever. And here we come. Let's say you are a star, an athlete, an educator. Anyway, you are number one. You've been labeled and tagged number one all over the world. Everybody see you. Amen. You show up, amen, with blinking lights on. It's like Christmas tree. Everywhere you go, you be blinking your light. And people get tired of saying, you know what? It's everywhere this person goes, he just blink lights. And let's use blinking light as a living the way God wants you to live, keeping commandments, loving people, sharing for people, amen, reaching out for those who are lost, the needy, the halt, the blind. Just want to be helpful, amen, in love. Regardless of wherever you are, God wants you to work within your environment. So you blinking lights. People don't like you because you're number one. You know, this world is built on winners and, you know, give out trophies for number one. And if you're not number one, if you are, they give you all kind of presents and pat you on the back. But God says, amen, once you accept in him, you're number one. And the world don't like number ones. They try to take them down. They talk behind them. They walk behind them. They do everything they can to take down number ones. Number ones. Christians are number ones. Amen. Because we have taken so much from everybody and keep on taking. Last year, I don't know where you were, but now look at you now. You're here again, and you keep on ticking. You thought once you get the understanding that God was with you, he was making a way for you, and once you catch on to how he's working in your life, amen, you got power. Amen. You can call at this time, but either press 1 on the phone. My technician will bring you in. Amen. You can share. We're talking about God has given me power. Or you can talk about the end time, or wherever you are. We realize this is a time, amen, of holidays and people are traveling. But there are some maybe feel that God has left them. But it's not true. It's not true. God using people now. He's not using, amen, the raven. Amen. He's not using things in the Old Testament. He's using people now. He's using those that are Christ-like now to be his messengers. He's using people. Amen. He gave them a lot of substance to use people. Amen. If you can press 1 on your phone, amen, wherever you are, be glad to have you. Amen. To share. And if not, if you're listening, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Amen. This is our Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We want to pray for you and encourage you. Amen. In these times. Amen. One of the things that I found, amen, been in the ministry over 30 years or more, amen, that the people don't use when they come to Christ, amen, they don't, it's a change, amen, that they go through, and they give up easy to a certain extent because of lack of understanding. Amen. You got to practice the Word of God. You have to live the Word of God. And when you do, you find out it's powerful. Your life begin to change. Power, amen, begin to come in your life. The more you read the Word and study and put yourself in the right environment with certain people and with people, and they begin to show you and teach you the same pattern. The same pattern. Those association bring on civilization. If you hang out with losers, you'll be a loser. They'll teach you how to be a loser. Amen. So your surroundings, amen, depend on your success. Your surroundings depend on your success. That's why you have to go and be involved, amen, in the Christian community. Be involved in the community of believers. Be involved in a church environment. And when you do, don't sit back and let things and problems come to you. Be proactive. Be proactive. Amen. Be proactive. Get involved in the community affairs, dealing with the poor, the needy, the halt, the blind. Amen. Be involved in helping others. And when you be involved in helping others, you don't realize you're educating yourself. You're educating yourself. Why you help others? Because it builds your faith. It builds your faith. Amen. Helping others builds your faith. You say, well, why is that? Because of the fact that when you help someone, you pray and you pray with them, talking to God with them, and you be exercising, calling, looking around. Amen. The Bible says, seek and you'll find, knock and the door be open. And you begin to research and search. And you begin to learn things and see things, amen, that you can be helpful for yourself. Be helping yourself. So the more you help yourself, amen, help others. Sorry, when you help others, you're helping yourself. You're helping yourself. And that is a mystery. Amen. Paul was saying that. In Ephesians, it's a mystery. When you help other people, you're going to find, amen, you begin to grow in Christ. You begin to grow in Christ. Notice what 2 Peter. Peter says that in the first chapter of Peter, how to grow in grace. Amen. We all want to grow. We all want to reach out and be involved. Amen. And be able to reach back and help others. Amen. Peter was, amen, talking here in 2 Peter, his second letter, and he was discussing about how to grow. And we'll pick it up at the first chapter of 2 Peter. It's whereby given unto us exceedingly great precious promises, that by these you may be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Amen. We always have to add, amen, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Not only that, but let's listen to what he says. But he that liketh these things is blind and cannot see far off, and has forgotten that he was purged from the old sins. Now this is the part here that, amen, if you don't know anything else, let's write this down. Wherefore that rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for that you, if you do these things, you shall never, that's a strong word, never fail. Amen. We're talking about strength, we're talking about power. God has given us power. There's a formula when you practice God's word. Amen. And when you begin to do and be active on God's word, amen, that power begin to grow. Amen. Generates and build up. Amen. I remember, amen, way back in the early 60s, when I began to acknowledge that old cars back in the 60s and 50s, they had something which you put, like a crank, you put it in front of the engine. Hole in front of the engine, and you crank it with your hand. That's what started the car. And you turn it and turn it, and the car starts up. Amen. And
once it gets started, then you can put it in gear and move. And there were some cars that didn't have that. If it still was a problem, it had what they call stick shift, drive three, drive one and two and three, and you push it. And somebody, we push it and push it, somebody sat in the car, and if it get rolling fast enough to take the clutch out and the car will start, it starts up. Amen. But once you get it going, you can see things and do things and get it working. Same thing happening here. Amen. God's word can get you to cranking. You just need someone to sometimes encourage you and push you. Amen. And don't be afraid, because you know what you're trying to hit for and what you're doing. That's what the commentary says. Amen. 1 Peter 5:7. It says, in this section, Peter urged his readers to grow in spiritual maturity. Add to your faith. Amen. Indicate that in areas of growth that follow after salvation, virtue is moral excellence. Virtue is moral excellence. Knowledge is spiritual truth. Temperance is self-control. Patience is endurance. Godliness is God's, amen, likeness. Brotherly love, lovely kindness is brotherly love. Charity, amen, is love. The process is a lifelong cycle of spiritual growth for all believers. All believers. So you have to be active, amen, and seeking after. Oh, let's count it all for mistakes, count it all for love. Try to correct that. All right, the lines are open if you want to call. We're slowly coming down this couple more minutes. We have about 15 or 20 more minutes. Amen. On this Thanksgiving night, we're here to encourage you and, amen, not to let you know that Jesus still cares and Jesus still with you. If Jesus said in his word that, Lord, I be with you always, even to the end of the world, well, and he come into your life as a believer, then think about this now. Think about this. If he's going to be there always and you make a mistake to the point whereby you know it's a mistake and he try to correct you, and the Bible says he chastened those he loved. So if you make a mistake constantly doing things wrong, and he knows that, amen, to make you aware of that, that's what the Holy Spirit is about, making us aware of our weakness and help us strengthen that area where we're weak. Amen. God knows where you're weak at, and he wants us to come in. He wants to strengthen that. Case in point, when Peter was outside warming himself in the time when Jesus was in trials, amen, going through the court, and the people saw him and heard Peter's conversation, and some said, you one of those. And Peter said, no, I'm not them. I'm not one of them. And they began to say, no, you talking. No, I've seen you with this Nazarene. I said, no, not me. Oh, no. And then Peter got to the point where he began to curse. He began to curse. Then Jesus told Peter. Peter said, Peter, listen, you're going to betray me. After he walked on the water, he'd been up in transfiguration, Peter said, oh, no, Lord, not me. Not me. You got the wrong. Father, not me. All those things that Peter went through with Christ, and God knew there was something else in him, like him. Amen. He was liking the Holy Spirit. Amen. A comforter, a strengthener. And you say, no, you're one of them. So we think that, we're never going to fall, but God will correct us. If you say, I'm going to be with you always, that means he got to be right there when you don't want to listen. You know how children are, and adults are too. They don't want to listen. Jonah, one of God's great prophets, God gave Jonah a message. Jonah, I'm going to use you, Jonah. I want you to go and tell these people, amen, if they don't straighten up, I'm going to destroy the whole town. Jonah jumped on a ship, went another way, and God disturbed a lot of things. Amen. Where Jonah present. And sometimes we have to look at those areas. We have friends and relatives, and Proverbs say the way of a transgressor is hard. And you have, if you've been around people, that once you get around them, nothing works. Nothing works. Amen. Just put on the shoes or pull them to the gas station. Amen. They're being disobedient. And Proverbs said the way of the transgressor is hard. Amen. The devil told some Christian, baby Christian, oh, you're not going to have joy. You're not going to have peace. You're not going to have... Amen. Paul was saying, the book of Romans, that we should lay aside things. Amen. Lay aside things that we know it takes too much money and time and energy that we know kept us from following God. Lay it aside. Lay it aside. And you're going to find God does not lie. God does give you power and ability. God does give you insight and strength. Amen. When you let things go, He replaces it. The world doesn't replace. The world doesn't replace. They get you to follow them, and you begin to rip and run after them, and they don't replace you. They don't replace things that they're taking from you. But God does. God replaces things. He promised, and He will. Amen. He will heal you. He will empower you. He will give you, amen, education. He will follow you and help you all through your life. Isaiah 61 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearts, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim to accept the year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all those that are mourn. Amen. Number one, the Holy Spirit come in. He's a comforter. He has empowered you. He's able to what? Comfort you. Amen. Isaiah 61, it says, third verse also, He appointed unto them that are mourning in Zion to give unto them beauty for ashes. They talked against you. They destroyed your life. Your health is by gone. But God come back and give you the beauty that you once had before you got involved in so much, amen, destroying your life. Oil of joy for mourning. The oil of joy. If you ever struck, if you take some oil and you heat it up, it burns long. It burns long. Amen. God, He replaces. He promised to replace. Amen. Your joy. A garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. Paul was talking about Ephesians, get a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. There's something you found tonight. We were sharing, amen, Brother Art Johnson. Amen. And he was sharing his testimony through song. Some of you love certain type of songs and hymns and scriptures that you play. Amen. If you keep that in mind and keep it around with you, amen, you'll find yourself, amen, the heaviness be gone. The spirit of heaviness. And it's a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Fear is a spirit. Jealousy is a spirit. Amen. So when you put yourself in the atmosphere, amen, of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, you find, amen, those spirits that the enemy want to attack you with, the power of God, amen. God showing you how, amen, to live. God showing you how to live in power. He promised to give you power, and He showed you how to constantly living in an empowered life. Amen. Constantly living in an empowered life. Amen. By being active. Being active. Even today, if you find those that retired, amen, if they stopped being active, moving around, sitting around, they gain a lot of weight, they gain a lot of misery. Amen. The next thing you know, the body start going down because the body used to walking and walking. And, you know, you just plain common sense. You find people say, oh, no, I got to keep moving. I can't sit around. I got to do something, you know, and keep myself going. Amen. Because of what? Amen. Keep your mind stirred up. Keep your mind moving. Amen. And you have, amen, not only that they may be a tree of righteousness planted in the Lord, that he may be glorified. God want to be glorified. That's why he empower you. God want to be glorified. Looking at you means something to the world. Looking at you means something to the world. Amen. God want to empower you. He want to empower you. He wants you to be empowered. Amen. How would that look? The God that created the heavens and the earth, the stars and the moons. And he tells you in his word there are going to be walls and rumors of walls. And, amen. Earthquakes in diverse places. And, you know, the world going to get worse and worse. It's a time of sorrow. It's a time of sorrow. Things going to happen worse and worse. Amen. And the more you see these things, amen, all the saints have to do is hold on because of what? The end time is not yet, but God giving us the inspiration, understanding that they are taking place all over the world. The justice system and the climate, amen, in nature is taking place because of the scripture says so. Because the scripture says so. Amen. But in these things, if you read these stories, amen, how God delivered his people during the Old Testament time, amen, just being present, he's also now, those that accept him in their heart, accept him, Jesus Christ, in your heart, and say, Lord, come in my heart and forgive me of all my things and sin that I don't even know, I don't understand, amen, change my life, amen. And then once you accept him and begin to read the Bible, amen, find an old-fashioned King James Bible and progress from there, advance your studies, and go to those that really believe in the resurrected God, the God that came in the flesh, was born of the flesh. He rose from the dead, amen, and continue to work yourself, and you will find God's will come upon this earth. Did you make it through? You might not make it through where you see those that saying that how you should make it through and what they want. All they want to do is to have your time and your money and your place. Amen. But you'll keep living. And as you begin to live, realize that you're a babe in Christ. Don't let the enemy tell you you should be an adult now. You should be able to withstand this and withstand that. No, 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 no. Accept the fact that you're just starting out in Christ. You're just starting out in Christ. Amen. Let me give you my mailing address and, amen, email address that you can write a call and be a part of a communication. We'd be glad to send you books and emails to certain things that we'd be involved in. Amen. You can email me at, amen, seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Email me at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. And you can go to the website www.jciministries.org. I have a website at www.jciministries.org. Or you can go to Facebook and join our page at www.facebook.com. Jesus Christ International Ministries. You can go to Facebook, amen.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries, Amen, Inc. Or you can subscribe to www.youtube.com/ user JCI Ministries. And you go to youtube.com/ user JCI Ministries. As well, if we'd like to write, we'd like to hear from you. Either way, JCI Ministries, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888. JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320, USA. Tamarack, Florida 33320, USA. Amen. We'd like to hear from you. Amen. Through these holidays and these times. Amen. God has not forsaken you, neither have left you. Amen. He's speaking through his church. He's speaking through men and women. Amen. There was a time he spoke through the raven. There was a time he spoke through the fire. There was a time, amen, God did many things, but now Jesus came, he brought the church. And he's speaking through those that would obey him. Those that are, amen, on the front line. Amen, sharing at certain times. We're sharing here, amen, because God loves you. And I'm sharing, and many more like me that are sharing, amen, because they want to let you know the truth. Amen, that God does live, that he does share, amen, his move and his message. And he takes time, work through people to help to clarify, amen, what he's saying and what he's doing. Amen. Because there are so many voices out there today. There's so many people declaring this and declaring that. So God does have people, amen, that's working for him and trying to clarify as simple as possible through the milk of the word, amen, that he does care for you, that he does love you, and he does look out for his people. Amen. We know that there are others. There's so many different voices from other people saying that it's not so in other religions. There's so many different religions. Amen. But if you pray, amen, name of the old-fashioned model prayer, amen, God will meet you there and continue. He'll send somebody somewhere, somehow. He will send somebody, amen, to be with you, to encourage you. Because remember, he works through people. He works through people. So don't let one discourage you. And you can examine that by the scripture. He examined that by the scripture. Amen. He cares for you, and he works through people. Yes, there's so many voices. And we understand that. We understand that there's so many voices. And you should understand that as well. Amen. God gonna send somebody to you. Might through radio, television, but you're going to know it, the truth, because it's going to help you. And you can back it up with scripture. You can back it up with scripture. Amen. It's calling to the word. Even no more, and that's the common scripture all over the world. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And sometimes it's just a matter of you constantly giving yourself, amen, to spiritual things, for as reading and praying. And you can build up your encouragement. You can build up your strength. Amen. There are many been broken. Many have been downtrodden. Many men have made mistakes. Many women have made mistakes. But they didn't give up. They didn't give up. Believe in yourself. Amen. Believe in yourself. And I believe that every listener, every reader, every person that writes in a call, amen, do have an understanding that God loved them. And understand that God is bringing you out. Just call in this station and just listening, taking this time, listening. Amen. God is empowering you. He's empowering you. You might not think so. You might not think so, but God is empowering your life, because the word of God is sharp and cut between the marrow and bones. Amen. Called the Hebrew, the 4th chapter. And that's why you see me take so much time. If you're listening constantly, why I take so much time in calling and reading scriptures, because according to the Bible, God's word will never return without empowering. God's word will never return void. Amen. It's doing something in your life. You're doing something in your life. So the more you read, amen, you might not like the Old Testament. Read the New Testament. And after a while, you get tired of the New Testament, read the Old Testament. Amen. Back and forth, like you go through, amen, a deli, a place to eat. Amen. You look at the menu. And also find Christian radio stations in your area. Put that on. Amen. Just have it been going in your house. Amen. In your car. Some kind of billy atmosphere. Amen. And you might put a scripture somewhere. Amen. In your car, in your house. Amen. Always reminding you, because you got to renew your mind. The inner spirit, the inner man has to grow. It's empowered. There's a lot of things you got to get out of your life. Amen. It's empowering your life. The word of God will cut. It builds and builds on your mind. Then you'll be able to discern the right thoughts that you should be thinking. See, as a babe in Christ, amen, you might not be thinking properly and don't know it. But the more of the word you get in you, the more you be around Christian people, then you find out, oh, I shouldn't be thinking this negativity so much. I should be thinking positive about myself and about the future. Amen. Amen. And this will help. This will help you to grow. Amen. The more you be active, sharing, talking, amen, just maybe not be able to just be around Christian people or just be a positive light. Amen. You're growing in Christ. God has promised you power. Yes, he will. And you will be empowered. Empowered. The more you take in and begin to understand, it stays there. The more you understand, it stays there. You begin to build, begin to build, begin to build. Amen. And you'll find that, you know, he never left you. He never discouraged you. Amen. Learn to pray. Put God first every morning, every afternoon. Write letters in your bathroom. Put a little notes up by the night light. Put a little notes up saying, did you pray this morning? Did you read scripture? Some little encouragement, you know. You don't have to let a lot of people know this. Amen. You have your partner. Amen. Your wife. The children. Start there. Slowly take one step at a time. One step at a time. God bless you. Amen. We're praying that you listening here or share it with someone. Amen. This holiday greetings and this to, amen, understand that tomorrow is coming. Tomorrow is coming. Amen. Watchman, watchman, what is the night? Ezekiel, the one prophecy. Day is coming. Amen. Amen. The day is coming. Thank God for what happened today. Thank God for making it through. And you know he's able. Do everything but fail. We want to encourage you. Amen. Understand that. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Stay with the Lord. If you stay with the Lord, you're going to find out. Amen. He cares. And he has many, many more blessings for you. Amen. Just be encouraged. Just be encouraged. We want you to be encouraged. God bless you. Continue to share. Call back again. And from time to time, be glad to hear from you. Amen. We're leaving with Brother Art Johnson.
The world is in turmoil. Even as close on that door, wherever that is, it's going to take one of God's miracles to change the world's condition. And I know he can. He did it in my life. Listen. I walked around with a frown, thinking the world had done me wrong. But I told me don't live your life on what you feel. She said, learn how to fall on your knees and call on the Lord. He'll be there if you should fall. Miracle one night, oh yeah.